Good morning, Columbus, Ohio. And happy Monday morning. I hope you all had a nice weekend. At this time, I'd like to present to you Branch President of Columbus, Ohio, Kenny Hodge. Thank you. I love it when I give myself a nice introduction. Hey, listen, good morning, Monday morning. This is your branch president, Kenny Hodge, with a quick post-through rap session. First, I want to clear something up. Yesterday, I put a podcast out called I'm Still Here. And one part of the podcast, I did say to you, pay no attention to the replacement union staff. Let me clarify that, because I'm a union builder, not a breaker. When I say pay no attention to the union, I mean pay no attention to those silly comments that they make about your branch presidents. So I just want to say, and if you pay your union dues, then that the replacement staff, although they could be a lot better, that's your resource, or that's your avenue to voice contractual violations. So again, when I said in my podcast yesterday, pay no attention to them, I want to make that clear. I'm not telling you not to go to them for grievances. That's the only place you can go. I'm saying pay no attention to those silly comments they make about your branch president. I think most of it is just out of fear or their reluctance to change how they conduct union business. Now, again, I'm speaking directly to my branch in Columbus. We have a lot of work to do, and it saddens me that we can't get any of it done because our local president is intent on keeping that wedge very big between those who support the elected president and those who took part in the coup. But, yeah, I'm trying to make light of the matter. But, hey, members, listen. Although, again, I don't think that the replacement union staff put half the hustle behind the muscle that we need in order to be a strong branch. That is your avenue to address any contractual violations. Now, again, and I hate to keep reminding the world that I'm suspended, but my suspension given to me by the local president don't allow me to have grievance conversation with any steward. Doesn't stop me from having conversation with the members. And I'm going to tell you, those that voted, those that support me being their president, you can find me. I'm in the building all the time. Well, not all the time, but I'm in the building. And you can find me, and we can discuss whatever your current grievances are. Again, I am not talking about discussing anything with the shop stewards, because that would be a direct violation of my suspension. I'm not trying to do that. The members in Columbus voted me into office, and I can, if the members need me to, provide the member, not the steward, guidance on how I would approach a grievance. That doesn't mean that the replacements, in most cases, they're not going to do it pretty much the way I would do it anyway. But there's many ways to get to the top. You know, I think I have a bona fide way, but it doesn't mean they don't have any way. But what I'm really saying is, as your elected president, you can seek and have a conversation with me on breaks and lunches about whatever it is your issues are. And if you would like me to take a look at it, again, without involving me with the union staff, I will be more than happy. That's what you elected me to do. I can even go as far with the members to show you contractual items and educate you so that when you speak to the steward about your grievance, I'll have you much more prepared or much better prepared to discuss your issues and help them with a couple of contractual items that maybe, I'm trying to be nice, they weren't aware of, or they chose not to go that route. So what I'm saying is, good morning, Columbus Branch. Your branch president is feeling motivated and energetic about this whole union process, even though I really can't get involved with your direct grievance when it comes to the steward. Any of you have any issues, please see me if you want to. Again, my suspension does not stop me from interacting with the members. It only stops me from interacting with the stewards. I can help you prepare so when you talk to the steward, you can have a little more contractual knowledge to put you in a better position to have a more intelligent conversation. So all I'm really saying to you is, again, I just wanted to make sure we understood that when I said pay no attention to the unions, the replacement union, I meant pay no attention to the comments about your president from the replacement union. Because if I had my way, we would probably have a 80% different staff anyway. But even when I come back into office, whether it's through BIP coming to common sense and saying, let me stop perverting the will of the people in Columbus and put him in office, or I get elected back in as branch president and local president, because then I'm certain that I can stay in office and do the greater good for Columbus. So, again, just a quick retraction or clarification on a previous podcast. And I want to wish everybody, or hope everybody, have a wonderful work week. And I am still the branch president in Columbus. I'm still in the area. So at any time you need to confer with me, I am more than available to do so. But just understand, I cannot have any grievance or administrative conversations or interaction with the replacement unions, not the members. I'm here for the members. You voted me in, and I'm going to do the best I can from whatever vantage point I can to show you that I am more than worthy of your vote last year and your votes coming in 2019 for 2020 as the branch and your local president. 304, we are about to get... We are going in a new direction. That's the campaign slogan. New direction.